Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Shabbos daf Ayin, our 70th daf here together in Yerushalmi daf Yomi land. And we are on Samach Tasim Abeis, and we are towards the end of the 8th parak of Masechah Shabbos, 24 prakim that we have in front of us, all the way to Misha Hichshech, but now we are on Samach Tasim Abeis, talking about issues of Hotza'ah. So we mentioned that cheres, the kli cheres, a shear for earthenware in the Mishnah, is the amount, according to Behuda, to put between two poles to hold up a kli, being pasam l'chaveiro. Reb Meir says enough to put some fire in, a hot coal. Reb Yossi says enough to put some water in. Right, three different days in the Mishnah. What is the shear of cheres? And then they brought a raya from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, whether the cheres is meant to hold water, whether the cheres is meant to hold fire. Fine. But then related to that, we said, let's say you have a shard that is holding whatever it's supposed to hold. Is that usable for the kiddush of mechatas, to put into the kli in order to use for mechatas? That was a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, mekatshin bo, Reish Lakish says, you cannot use it. So yesterday we discussed the shear of Reish Lakish. Why can't you use it? Right? The Gemara is, why can't you use it? Right? You don't need it to be mekabel toma. Right, we saw from Gli Glolim and Gli Avanim. So it must be, the Maskana was, because it doesn't have a Torah Kli. It doesn't look like a Kli. It looks like a shard. And because it doesn't look like a Kli, that's why it's going to be a problem. So now the Gemara goes over to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you can use it. You could use this shard that holds as a little base kibul to be Mekadesh the Mechatos. So says the Gemara, really? You could use it for Kashal to Rabbi Yochanan. Lifsol es ha-mikvah. Sorry, Mishnah Mikvos. Lifsol es ha-mikvah. To pasel, we changed the girsa to the mikvah. To pasel a mikvah, eino posel. Right? To pasel a mikvah, to consider the liquid, water in it, it wouldn't be called she'uvin to pasel a mikvah. Lifsol es ha-mikvah, eino posel. So therefore you see from that it's not called a kli. Ula kadish makachin bo. You'd be able to be makadish with it. Because after all, if you look in the Mishnah in Mikvos, in Perek Dal and Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah there talks about, and this comes up very halacha l'maisa. If you want to, we know that Mayim Sheuven passels a mikvah. Machlokas, we've shown him whether all of Sheuven is Rabbanan, or there is a concept of Sheuven, Mida Oraisa. Either way, what is Sheuven? Drawn water. If you have a water that was put into a kli, into a base kibul, into a receptacle, that's going to create Sheuven, that's going to cause problems for a mikvah. Right? There are problems caused if you put 3 lukin in before it becomes 40, after it becomes 40 sa, then you have to put in a certain amount of she'uvin. But what if you have a pipe that the water goes through? So we have in our mikvahs, we use certain pipes, and they have, we want us to be very, very careful that the pipes don't have any nicks in it or places where the water could get collected. That's a perfectly smooth, some of the pipes that are used in order to, not to be mekabel toma. Because if it has a base kibul, that would be a problem. So what if it has a tiny little nick in it that it's gonna, some of the water is going to get, caught? So the Mishnah says in big vote, Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, Hachote Pitsiner Lekabel Tsrarosav, if somebody has a pipe that is, it has a catch for little pebbles, Bishel Eitz Kol Shehu, if it's made out of wood, any amount, Kol Shehu is a problem. Upishel Cheres, Revius, says the Tanakama. Bishal Cheres, it's a Revius, and if it doesn't have a base, if the base kibul to catch the little pebbles is smaller than a Revius, it's okay. The Bartanura there. Lo Chashev Kli, Ella Imkain Yeshlo base kibul she Revius. It's not called a Kli unless it has a Revius catch. And if not, it's not called, Sheuvin, and it doesn't ruin the mikvah. So that's this line right here. The Gemara says here. You're telling me, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you have this little shard that holds some of the, water, that's going to be enough to be Mekadesh the Mechatas, but 1 second. Kachal Rabbi Yochanan, Lifsol es ha-mikveh in a posel. It doesn't pass the mikvah if it's tied a little shard like that. Well, Lekadesh Mekachin Bo. It's going to be enough to be Mekadesh, but you see from the fact that it's less than Revius, it's not going to be, it's not called a Kli, so why should it be a Kli Lekadesh? The Gemara says, keep reading the Mishnah. Elik Rabbi Yossi. Read the Mishnah. Well, I stopped on purpose. But look at the next line in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says, Af b'shal cheres kol shu. Even a kli cheres is a kol shu. It doesn't have a minimum shear. Doesn't have a minimum shear. So that's elik Rabbi Yossi, der Rabbi Yossi amar, af b'shal cheres kol shu. So Reb Yochanan could paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and that a base kibul, even a tiny little catch in a kli cheres is going to be considered a kli, and therefore it could be Mekadesh the Mechatas, and it would ruin the Revius. But the Gemara now says, keep reading the Mishnah. Again, I stopped on purpose. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Rav Yossi says, Yakli Charis is Kol Shehu. La Amru Revius, I'm reading the Mishnah, the Revius Shear for a Kli Charis is only Ella Beshivrei Kli Charis. If you have a broken piece of a Kli Charis, that's where you would need a Revius as a minimum. But if it's regular Kli Charis, you wouldn't. But what are we talking about here? We're talking about a Shever or a Kli Charis. So the Shear should be Revius the Kuli Alma, asked the Gemara. Klomar Rav Yossi Lo Beshalem, Doma Beshavar Anin Kaimin. We're talking about a Shavur, right? And therefore, how can you say that it's Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi agrees that by a Shavur, you would need a Revius. So we end off with a question of if it's less than a Revius, so then it shouldn't be called a Kli. It's not called a Kli for Sheuvin, and therefore it shouldn't be called a Kli for Kiddush. So why would Rish Lakish say that, why would Rabbi Yochanan say, Mekadshin Bo? Good. Either way, that's the question. The Gemara ends off that we have a brisa supporting each cheetah. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya brought a brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Messiah Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. They don't quote those brises, but we just say we have a brisa. So related to Shavur, right, usually we know there's a concept of whole and broken kalim. There is a chiddush of Rav Moshe that many are aware of. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that to use plastic, disposable cups is a problem for Kiddush and Tilas Yadayim and the like, because it doesn't have the status of a Kli. It's like a Shavur, says Rav Moshe. Even though it's a whole Kli, it's like a Shavur. If you're going to throw it out right after you use it once, said it's like a broken Kli. And you can't use a broken Kli. It's not called a Kli, as we just said here. It's not called a Kli, and therefore it is a problem to use. And that's why you might see those that they're one lachachila for sure. One should be makbid to try to use even just for kavod akli, to use a real silver cup to make kiddush for any koshel bracha. The Achronim, though, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes others, and they say that, what do you mean it's a shavur? You know, this is like, where Moshe compares it to a coast that has a stem that's broken. The Tzitz Eliezer says, this is not a shavur. This is made like this. Just because you're going to throw it out afterwards does not make it into a shovler. It's not broken. This is the way it's supposed to be, number one. And number two, many say that even Rav Moshe, we don't know exactly the cups that Rav Moshe is talking about, but Rav Moshe might be talking about cups that are inherently not just disposable, but as you use it, they get ruined. They get ruined. Like in the old-fashioned cups that you got at a dentist, use them once, and it's after you use it once, it's kind of falling apart. It's like, the material. It's not plastic. It's a paper. It's like paper cups that once you use it once, it's not usable. So maybe those are the cups that Ramosha's talking about. But even so, you know, our cups, many people use plastic for the Seder. You know, fancy type of, nice, beautiful plastic. That's, you're gonna tell me that's not, you could use that 100 times. We just choose not to. Right? So it could be that, even Ramosha would agree to our types of fancy disposable that it would be okay. But either way, this is the thing. And again, I've mentioned before, I don't fully understand those that take a double cup because, you know, according to Ramosha, it's 0 + 0. And therefore, why would a double, disposable cup, work? And according to the Tzitz Eliezer and others, one good disposable cup could work too. So, but there are those that take a double, fine. Okay. Hadjal Chamo Perkamotzi Yayin. We continue now with Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva. Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva starts off talking about nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, right? So why is this here? Why are these Mishnayos here? Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says because all of these halachas are going to be, well, there's a remez for this in the pasuk. So later on in the Perek we're going to have, well, one of the remez is washing the baby 3 days after the bris milah. So you're allowed to do that because it's a sakana. So because one of these remazim has to do with Shabbos, that's why it's here. That's what Rashi says. Rashi here in the Bavli, Pebe's where Perek Rabbi Akiva is. Tosfos says, that's great. So why don't we put that Shabbos one at least first on the list? You know, you would think that we would know that, you know, it's Shabbos. Says Tosfos. Pirish Makotches, Duraka Lahaka Bishud Deboy Lemisni, Minayin Shemarchis and Sakatan. The Einira, the Imkain, Biahu Havi Lahaschil, number one. Va'od, and you can always ask, like, you can only ask the question of what it's doing here if you have a better place to put it. I've been asked that question. Rebbe, why is this here? Right? Why is it here? Tell me a better place it should be. Right? So like in the Rambam, why does the Rambam put this here? So if you have a better place for the Rambam to put it, then fine, you can ask that kasha. Like, Hilchas Avelus, why is that in the last Sefer of the Rambam? Where else should it be? Avelus has nothing to do with anything. He's got to put in the last couple of Svarim. He's got to put everything. Like, the third Chelik of Yeradeya. It's a potpourri of Halacha. The first couple of volumes of Yeradeya, you know why it's an Isser V'Heter. But the end of Yeradeya, that's the end of the Shulchan Aruch, so there, you know, you got to put everything else in. That doesn't fit in anywhere else. So Tosva says, but here there is a better place to put it. Right, the 19th Perek is all about Bris Milah Shabbos, or Blazer Demila, Va'od, Havil Lemisne, Beperek, or Blazer Demila. So Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says, no, because in the previous Perek, we have, as we just said, the Mishnah that we just said, Cheres, they had a Machlokes about Rael Adavar, Zechel Adavar, they quoted Ramazim from Yeshayahu. So these are all halachas that also have Ramazim from Psukim. And that's why this is stream of consciousness, put here, in Mesechah Shabbos. Okay. Zohar Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la vodizara shimitame b'masa. How do we know that avodah zarah is metame b'masa? So we know there are many tumos. There are avi avos atumah, dead body. We have avos atumas that are listed at the beginning of Maseches Kelim. And then rishon, sheni, shlishi, and truma, and revi, and kodesh. So how do you know avodah zarah is metame? Pashup shad, according to most rishonim, this means midrabanan. Midrabanan. Avodah is an idol. An idol is usher to bow down to. It's usher to get benefit from. An idol is mitameyu. So pashupshat, that means this whole discussion is an isser durabanan. And how do I know that it's tamei? Not only the lowest level of tumah, meaning it's tamei if you touch it, but it's even tamei if you carry it. If you carry it even without touching it. Shemitamei b'masa kenida, like a nida. Like a nida is mitamei b'masa. Shene'amar, because the pasuk says, tizrim kvod dava tsei tomar lo. It uses the lashon by avodah zarah of dava, and dava is also used by nida, right? Tizrim kvod dava tsei tomar lo. So therefore, we compare nida to avodah zarah, right? You made nida to avodah zarah, right? Rashi quotes benida ksiv v'hadav. Rashi Pachar b'Eida quotes v'hadava benida sa uba'akum mishtoi. Right? It's talking about avodah zarah. So ba hanida b'tamei b'masa, just like nida is metamei b'masa, right? A person who carries Anida without touching her. Avodazar metame b'masa. So the avodazar is metame b'masa. So that's what the Gemara compares it to. Says the Gemara, Ksiv. There are really three contexts. There are more. There are more in the Torah, but the Gemara here quotes three. Three contexts where the word toeva is used. Abomination. Ksiv toeva b'nida. It says toeva by nida. Ksiv toeva b'avodazara. It says the word by avodazara. Ksiv toeva b'shratzim. And it says toeva by shratzim. So where? Quote the psukim. Ksiv toeva benida kikol asher yaseh mikol toevos ha'ela. Uses the word. Chas v'shalom, it doesn't say that the nida is a toeva. It does not say that here. It says the act of having bia with a nida is a toeva. That's the toeva. Kikol asher yaseh mikol toevos ha'ela. The gomer. Always have to be careful what the toeva is referring to in the Torah. Right? Toeva by, it's very unusual. Only two places or one or two places where toeva is referring to the person. Usually it's referring to an act or an object. But Mishkav Zachar is referring to the act, if you look at the Torah. And by using dishonest weights and measures, then it says the person. Kol osei avel. Right? Kol toavas Hashem. Kol osei avel. So that's dishonest weights and measures. That's what the Torah calls toeva, the person. But here, so toeva is the act of being with Anita. Toeva, b'avodah zarah, v'losoi soeva b'secha, v'gomer. The idol, the avodah zarah itself is called the toeva. And toeva b'shratzim, losochal kol toeva, non-kosher rodents are called toeva. So it says toeva by nida, avodah zarah, and shratzim. So, aval eni yodea, le'ezu mehen huksha. So I'm not sure where to compare nida to. They all have to, is nida compared to Avodah Zarah compared to Nida, and therefore Nida is Metami B'masa, so it was Avodah Zarah, or is Avodah Zarah compared to Shratzim? Shratzim is only Metami B'maga. They make you tell me if you touch it, but not if you carry it. So which one, right, related to this line is crucial. You can't learn this line without the comment of the Rishonim. The Ramban says this in Shorash Beis, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Meiri says this in Shavuos Lamed Gimel. Many Rishonim say this concept, and that is, one second, doesn't the Gemara say, Ein Adam Don Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo? You can't do a Gzeira Shava by yourself. So what's the Gemara talking about? I'm not sure. What do you mean I'm not sure? What'd your Rebbe say? I'm not sure to compare Avodah Zarah to Nida or to Shratzim. What'd your Rebbe say? Right? How could there not be clarity? Ain't Adam Dam Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo. You can't make up your own Gzeira Shava. So, right, remember the Gemara, the Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos in Sukkot, Daflamet Aleph. Rashi says, you can do Kavachomer by yourself, but nothing else. Tosfos says, you can do everything by yourself except Zereshava. So, everybody used to Zereshava, though. So the Ramban says, he is so gadol, and many of you should have quote this after the, from the Ramban, and that is no. What does it mean that you can't learn Zereshava Miatzmo? You can't pick your own words to choose to make up Zereshava. It says Vayadaber here, and it says Vayadaber there, I'll compare it. But says the Ramban, it's impossible that a large book like the Torah won't repeat words. You have to repeat words. So that's why it would be so abusive to be able to say, everybody can darshan the wrong Zereshava, compare the words. No. There were certain words given Misora by Moshe Rabbeinu to all the future generations, like the word Toeva by Avodah Zarah. We know that there is a Zereshava here, but not every detail of the Gzeirah Shavah was given. So we know this word is used, but we don't know which word elsewhere in the Torah is compared to. So for that, it takes a little Svara. So it's a combination of Misora and Svara, right? We have the Misora of these words, but then there's a little flexibility in terms of what do you compare it to, and then there could be a machlokas about that, as we're about to see. So that's what happens here, right? So the word Toeva by Avodah Zarah is known that this is going to be compared to a certain context. Do you compare it to Nida, which is Tumas Masa, or do you compare it to Sheretz, which is only Tumas Maga? So, Machlokes. So this is the Machlokes. What does Rabbi Kiva say here? Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lutoeva Shebenida Uksha, so you compare it to Nida, Ma Nida Matame Masa, Avodah Zarah Matame Masa. Just like Nida is Matame Masa, so to Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, once you're comparing it to Nida then, so why don't you go even further? Imaha Nida Matame Be'evan Mesama. If Nid is metame by an Evan Misama, by a certain type of stone, Avodah Zarah metame Gabi Evan Misama. So even Avodah Zarah should be metame al Gabi Evan Misama. But you know that's not true, the Gemara seems to say. What's an Evan Misama? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. We're going to go with one shot, which the Karban Eida quotes here. It's Rashi. If you have an Evan, you have a big stone on pegs. Let's say a big stone on a tripod. And then you have Kalim under the stone. And a Nid sits on top of the rock. So all the kalim underneath are also tame, right? That's called tumah of Evan Misama, right? That's how Karban Eida describes it. Again, there are other permutations in Rishonim, but it's based on a pasuk in Daniel. You see there, the top Karban Eida. Venida ozav yoshvin aleha, on top of this stone, on top of pegs. Ava bishlech bidu ala kalim, even though they didn't touch the kalim. They're just on the rock, and the rock doesn't move. The rock is on pegs, which is above the kalim. Temeim ha-kalim kidechsef gabizav, kol asher yetachtav yitma. Good. So the Gemara says, well, if you're comparing Avodah Zarah to Nida, why don't you go all the way? He says, "Matami be'evan ha'masama." So the Gemara says, no, you don't go that far. Rabbi Zrika, m'shem Rav Yehuda, v'istamer m'shem Rav Chizda, modi Rabbi Kiva l'chachamim, Rabbi Kiva agrees to the chachamim, she'en Avodah Zarah metame al evan misama. Right? The Rabbi Kiva says, you don't go across the board. Why? Because maybe you compare it to Shrutzim also. And the Shrutzim at least limits your comparison to Nida. You compare it to Nida in the way of Masa, but you don't go all the way because after all, it also says Toeva by Shrutzim, and that comparison limits the major comparison to Nida. Okay. V'Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan who are not quoted in our Mishnah, but the Rabbanan we assume are, who argue with Rabbi Akiva, and says, no. The Avodah Zarah is not mitame b'masa. What do they say? Rabban Amri, the Toev and Shratzim hukshu. It's compared. Avodah Zarah is compared to the word of Toev and Shratzim. Ma sheretz mitame behesit. Avodah Zarah mitame behesit. Just like a sheretz is mitame behesit. If you move it, hesit. So like even if you don't directly touch it, but if you move it with a stick or so, Avodah Zarah mitame behesit. So that's, it's compared in that way. So the Gemara says, Ima sheretz, if you compare it to sheretz, say, why don't you go even further? Ima sheretz mitame bekadash. Sheretz has a tiny little shear for how much of a sheretz is mitame, the size of a barley seed, mitame bekadash, a lentil seed, I'm sorry. Avodah Zarah mitame bekadash, so to Avodah Zarah. So why don't you go across the board and say, even take the chumrah of sheretz too? No. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nachman, Mishem Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yevo, Mishem Rabbi Yochanan, Vayitzamdu Lubal Pa'or, Vayochlu Mizivchei Mason. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, describing that terrible event. But what do we have in that Pasuk? We have Bal Pa'or, Avodah Zarah, and we have Mason. So we compare Mace to Avodah Zarah. Ma, Mace, Matame, Bekazayas, Avodah Zarah, Matame, Bekazayas. So basically, as we'll see, just keep in mind this for three lines from now, both times we wanted to be extra Machmir by Avodah Zarah, we said, don't go that far. Right? You compare it to mace, but don't take every chumrah of mace. You compare it to sheretz, but don't take every chumrah of sheretz. That's what the Gemara just said. But now the Gemara says, imaha mace. Now we're going to go with the carbon eidah's girsa here. We're going to flip the girsa. You see the carbon eidah about the fifth skinny line. Imaha mace. If you're comparing it to mace, right from the other side, imaha mace betami mishiachas rashi etzbosav. A mace is tame. If there's a mace in a house and I stick my fingers in the house, I'm already betami ohel. Right? It's as if I'm under the same roof. So even if I just stick my fingers in, what's called bia b'miksas, a very small entrance. So if you compare it to mace, why don't you say that? Ma mace mitami mishe yichyachnis rashi esbosav, yachol af akum mishachnis rashi esbosav. So you might think even if you put your fingers into a house with a avodah zara, also that makes you tummy right away by just sticking your fingers in. So Gemara says, no. Netitza netitza mivaisa manuga. There's another zereshava context because it says the word netitza by avodah zara and also destruction. It also says it by a house of tsaras. Bayis HaMenuga. Bayis HaMenuga. Sanhedrin. Ma Bayis HaMenuga, Shiachas Rosh HaVerubo. Just like Bayis HaMenuga, you're only Tameh in a house with Saras in it if your Rosh HaVerubo, your head and most of your body go in. Avodah Zarah, Shiachas Rosh HaVerubo. So therefore, Mekel also in that direction. No, Avodah Zarah is only if you put most of your head, and most of your body in. So that is, all the different limudim that we try to have. One more says the, stop there for a moment just, to introduce. So far, every time we had a makar to avodah zarah, and we had a makar, we always then tried to say, okay, why don't you go all the way? And three times we said, don't go all the way. Don't go all the way. Don't say even avodah mesameh. Don't say even bekadasha. Don't say even just sticking your fingers in. By each one, we wanted to say that. So that's interesting. It's avodah zarah, and we're being makel each time. So Amar Rabbi Chananya, Zoso Meres, Shein Tumas Avodah Zarah Mechuveres. It must be because Ein Tumas Avodah Zarah Mechuveres means clear, but here it means Daraisa. It must be that this Tuma is not Daraisa. And that's why we're being makel each time. Delokain, that means de imlokain, because if it would be true, Makisha Lakala Vena Makisha Lachamurim. If it would be Daraisa, you compare it to all the Kals and not the Chamurs. Right? So it must be that this Tuma is Darabanan. That's the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Chananya says. And the Gemara says, maybe not. Okay, that's what we possibly according to the most Rishonim. But I'm Rabbi Mana, who says, Mechuveresi, maybe it is clear, or maybe it is Daraisa. So, Velamahu Makisha, Lamesha L'Sheretz. But what are you going to say? You want to go all the way to compare it to Mace, and you want to go all the way to compare it to Sheretz? L'Lamein Mehem L'Kalim Sheba. No, but there are other Limudim, as we described, that limit it. So it's not just go all the way. We have to put together all of these limudim. So you want to say, oh, take the chumrah of sheretz and it's betamei bekadasha. But then what do you do with the comparison to mace? Which only is a kazayas. You want to go mace, even have an amasameh. What do you do with the comparison to sheretz? So it's not betamei even amasameh. So even if the Rabbi Mana says, even if it's daraisa, you can also figure out why you would be mako in these limudim. Because you still want to put all of them together. Okay. Says the Gemara brought up here, Bayis HaMenuga. Remember, Bayis HaMenuga is one of the three cases that possibly never happened. Right? It's against Rashi. It's against Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Vayikra says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Bayis HaMenuga, right? A house with Saras. Because the early nations that were in Eretz Yisrael stuck some treasures in the walls. And Hashem wanted us to get the treasures. So if it gets Saras, that's why he says, V'nasati neged Saras. It's a matana. Because he wanted us to break the houses down to get the treasures. That sounds like it actually happened. But if you look in Sanhedrin, the Ayin Aleph, at least according to one opinion each time, maybe these three halachas never happened. Tanya Nami Hachi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda has a very unusual shita about Ben Sora Mora. The parents' voice have to be exactly the same. The parents have to look exactly like identical twins, and they have to the same exact height. The Gemara says, according to him, lo hayav lo nivra. It never happened that a parent would look exactly the same. They would look like identical twins, parents, right? And the same exact height. So Gemara says, lo hayav lo nivra. Lo manechtav drosh v'kabel schar. So that's by Ben Sora Mora, and that's by number two, Ir Hanidachas. Lo hayso lo asid elios. Lo manechtav drosh v'kabel schar. And number three is Bayis HaMenuga. Jewish v'kabel schar. And by a number of those times, some of the Tanam said, I saw a tail of an ir nidachas. What does that mean, Jewish v'kabel schar? Right? Well, there's not enough Torah to learn. We needed these three halachas that never came true and never will come true. Right? So, I mean, we spend a lot of time on things that hardly ever come true. But things that for sure will never come true, so that's about the Chafetz Chaim writes in Shem Olam, I think one of his Sfarim, that, because the entire Torah is a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his lashon. The Chazal say, mashal HaKadmoni. The Torah is a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a mashal of 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's many. But what does that mean? The Chafetz Chaim says, it's like a photograph. Photography was just coming out in the days of the Chafetz Chaim. It's like a photograph. And sometimes if you take a photograph, if a piece of the picture is cut off, like you're missing something. So all of Torah is a photograph of God. So if you're missing something, even if it's not Lamaisa, or it will never will happen, it still reflects the Ratzon of Hashem, and it's his autobiography, and you don't want to be missing any chapters. So that's why Drosh V'Kabel Schar, even if it never happened. Period. There's a lot more there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Hada dat amar, that which we said, that the minimum shear of Avodah Zarah to be Tameh is a Kezayis, Hada dat amar, Avodah Zarah Shvura. That's only by a broken piece of Avodah Zarah, which somehow, you have to add in, which somehow still is Avodah Zarah. Because if an idolater broke it on purpose, then it's Batel Memel, it's not Avodah Zarah anymore. So maybe it's talking about a Jew's Avodah Zarah, which can never be batel, or maybe it broke by accident, but the guy is planning to fix it. So it's something about Avodah Zarah that's broken. So Hadat Amar, this is only by Avodah Zarah Shvura. Aval Bishlema, if you have a whole Avodah Zarah, feel kol shu. Even a tiny Avodah Zarah is going to be mitame, right? If it's whole. It's kind of like birya, right? If it's a whole item. Dama Rav Chuna, Rav Chama Bargur, in Bishem Rav, Habal, Rosh Hagviya Haya. You know, Baal is an Avodah Zarah that's all over Tanakh. The Baal. Right? The Baal, what was it? Rosh Hagviya Haya. It was a tiny, Ka'afon Haya. Afon is a chickpea. It was tiny. The Avodah Zarah was a tiny little size of a chickpea. And it was the shape of the Rosh Gviya, the tip of a male organ. Right? That's the, that was the shape of the Avodah Zarah. And that was the size. So you see, it was tiny. So you see, if it's whole, it doesn't have to be the size of a kezias. Ukafen ha'yev yasimu lahem baal bris lelo him. They had it as an idol, as a god. And again, there must have been different baals, because there was the baal by Plishtim that got his arms chopped off, and there were different types of baal, but there is an example of a baal that's tiny. Period. So my time, Rebbe Akiva. So now let's get to some svaras of the svaras. Why did Rebbe Akiva compare it to Nida instead of Sheretz? Remember, that was the original. Avodah Zarah, give it to Nida or Sheretz. Why do you compare it to Nida over Sheretz? Ta'ev to Ta'avenu ki Nida, because it says by Avodah Zarah. Ta'ev to Ta'avenu, a double lashon, abominated, right? Ki Nida, if that's a word. My time of the Rabbanan, and what are the Rabbanan? Why do they compare it to Sheretz more than Nida? Because it says by Avodah Zarah. Shaketz to Shaksenu, kishratzim. My Mekayim and Rabbanan, time of the Rabbi Akiva, Ta'ev to Ta'avenu. So what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? What do the Rabbanan do with the Rabbi Akiva's Ta'ev to Ta'avenu by Avodah Zarah? Sa'eyu navleyu. Degrade it, denigrate it, make fun of it, call it a bathroom thing. Sa'eyu v'navlehu. There's a kiyum to insult Avodah Zarah. Ma makayim Rabbi Kiva tamud Rabbanan shakitz shaksenu. What does Rabbi Kiva say with that? With Rabbanan shakitz shaksenu. Similar. Shakseyu navlehu. So both of them use each other one's pasuk, insult the Avodah Zarah. Minayin Rabbanan navlehu. How do the Rabbanan know that shakitz to shaksenu, which Korban Eidah says, Shaketz Hashem sounds like it's a thought, it's a state of mind. How does that translate it to Dibur Navlehu, Nivol Peh? How does that translate? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yevo, B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Tsei Tomarlo. Right, we have that pasuk in the Mishnah. Tsoa Tomarlo. Call it a bathroom thing. Tseyu Navlehu. So the Darshan from there. And there are some examples, if you want to know about how to insult the Avodah Zarah. Esha Koran Lo Pnei Melech, Koran Oso Pnei Kelef. Ayin Kos, the eye of my cup. Ayin Kos, the eye of my thorn. Gadya, good luck. Galya, exile. Right, different names. Rabbi Tanchuma, b'shem Rav Chuna. Ha'ay, asher, in beis oven, mikedem lebeis el. Right, in Yoshua. So we think, Pashas's beis oven is a different, it's east of beis el, but we darshan, no, it's the same place. Mikedem ha'yu kornoso beis el. Originally it was called beis el. V'achshav kornoso beis oven. Now it's called beis oven, right, the house of sin. The house of sin. Tani b'shem Rabbi Lazar. So there's no issue of onaz dvarim when it comes to Avodah Zarah. That's basically what we're learning here. Tanim b'shem Rav Elazar. Lo ratza li karos amada karnaso amida. There was an idol that was called amada, and that's a positive. Call it amida. What do you mean? There Rabbi Abba Barkana Taman Palatava Amada. In there, meaning in Bavel, they used to call mitzvahs Palatava Amada, which is a positive. Vitzavkin Larachos Shamle Raglaim, and they called the bowl that they went to the bathroom in Amida. So call it Amida instead of Amada. Period. Mama Kaim Rabbi Kiva Tse Tomar Lo. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the second half of the pasuk that he learned out before? Tizrim Kmodava. That was the comparison between Avodah Zarah and Nida. What does he do with the second half of the pasuk? Rabbi Yosi Barbun, Rabbi Chuna, B'shem Rabbi Yosi, Mikan, Shein Omrim L'Adam Tsei, Ashiachas Rosh Rubo. Tsei Tomarlo, that's alluding to the halacha we learned before. That no, you know, the person doesn't become Tamei by walking into a house of Avodah Zarah until they're mostly in. So only when they're mostly in, then you can tell them, oh, you gotta go out. Because now you're Tamei. Isma Sisa Amra. So now we get to related. So we know Avodah Zarah, there are really four categories of Avodah Zarah. There's the idol itself. There's Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, right? What's used to be Mishameshit, to serve it. There are Tikroves Avodah Zarah, right? The carbon itself that's given. And there's Noy Avodah Zarah, like you put nice clothing on it. So the Gemara, are all of those four, not all of them have the same halacha. So Avodah Zarah, we just said, is Batame. What about some of the other items? What about Mishamshe? What if the broom that I use to sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah? Is that also mitame? So is masisa amar avodah zara kenida mishamshe kenida? Some say Abrai says yeah. Even the mishamshim are mitame kenida, meaning even to masmasa. This masisa amar avodah zara kenida mishamshe kasheret. And some say no. Avodah zara is mitame bimasa carrying, and mishamsheha the mishamshim avodah zara only sherets, which is one level down. Maga manda avodah zara kenida mishamshe kenida nicha. If you say everything's like a nida, fine, you compare it all. If you say the Mishamshim Kesheretz, but the pasuk that the source is from is talking about Mishamshim. Kol atzmo inksim nida lo b'mishamshim. Look at the context there. The timasem es tzipui pesile kaspecha ve'es afudas masecha zavech. Right, so you see the pasuk that's in the context there is talking about the Mishamshim, this stuff that it's plated with. So how can you say the Mishamshim are going to be one level down? So where it says, no, reinterpret the pasuk. Tifata rechakukim agufa. No, these items warrant mishamshin. They're talking about the Avodah Zarah itself. Rabbi Yaakov tekfar chanan amar tifata mishtacha v'leifor atzmo. Or you're talking about you're bowing down to these aprons. It is the Avodah Zarah. Either way, the pasuk could be reinterpreted as talking about the Avodah Zarah itself. Kinyan shenemar, where do you see an aphod worship? Vayaso so gidon le'aphod. Period. The gidon was an amazing shofet, but then he made this big aphod as a monument for his victory, but it misled people later on because they started worshiping it. So there's a tshuva of Rav Avram ben Arambam. The tshuva of Rav Avram ben Arambam who writes, Gidon lo asa ha'ifot shehi avodah zarah v'yavdu lo, elasha yiyah la'atzmo zikaron betoch Yisrael v'yazeh mishke mimenu shkios miyavin. He didn't have it in mind that it should be Avodah Zarah, but that's what happened, and it misled people. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Masnissen. We'll stop here.